You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go. You're getting hit with boom, boom. Here we go, here we go. Right, Alex, enough of that. Come on. Podcast time. Podcast time from The Football Hour. This is Football Manager Love Letters. You know what, football friends? This is the part of the show when I can really let my feelings be known for my love for certain managers when they guide their teams to greatness. I know it's often hard for men to open up about their feelings. I've not told my girlfriend I love her in a few months. I think she's crying. Has she left me? Oh, God, she's left me. Oh, God, I've just realised she's left me. Right, moving on. But if you ask a man to talk about his love towards one of his favourite managers or a goal his team score, we turn into Shakespeare, Keats, E.E. Cummings or Big Sam talking about his love for gravy. The words rush out of us like nothing else in life. Football holds the key to our emotions. So the other day, I was minding my business, thinking about a special one. A very deep and very perplexing manager. A man who goes by the name of Jose Mourinho. Then, weirdly, as I'm thinking about the special one, this song by Al Green burst on the radio.
If I were you, I'd write a letter. I'd tell the world just how I feel.
Yes! That's it, I thought. I'll write a love letter to Mr. Jose Mourinho. So this letter is addressed to Mr. J. Mourinho, Old Trafford, Sir Matt Busby Way, Stretford, Manchester, M160RA. This, football friends, is Football Manager Love Letters. Jose Mourinho, I sincerely hope you enjoy it. Well, well, well. This has been long overdue. Someone has needed to tell you this stuff for quite some time now. Haven't they, Jose? Well, here we go. I'll do it, shall I? Ready for this, Jose? Because knowing you, you might not like it. We still love you, lad. It's been a rocky few years, but deep down, we know you are still this lovable rogue from Portugal who brightened up the Premier League, but you're just not allowing that guy to be shown. What we're seeing at the moment is a weirdo, a deluded type of bloke who thinks the world's against him. We're simply not. Not every referee has an agenda against you. Some might, but not all of them. Also, this is a big one. You've got to stop parking the bus. It's driving everyone mad. It's boring. Football is about escapism. There's enough dull, tedious and turgid aspects of normal life. Most fans go and watch football to get a sense of enjoyment. And no one enjoys watching Marouane Fellaini defending deep in his box, surrounded by the rest of the Man United team, scared out of their skin to attack. You know what, Jose? You can do it, mate. Be free. Let the dogs off the lead. Let them boys run. Because those boys can certainly run. I'm talking about your attackers here, not your actual dogs. I hope you're keeping up, Jose. I know your mind wanders. I just found out the other day that in the 15 years since you took over at Porto in January 2002, you've won 23 trophies with 5 different clubs. That's a big trophy cabinet. Now, if you want to keep refilling it, you'll have to listen to me. Bring back the old Jose, the one we loved. Begrudgingly loved, but it was love. Have a big deep breath and stop picking fights with the world and enjoy yourself a bit more, mate. You ain't got that much to worry about. You're paid about 15 million a year. You've got a lovely wife, few kids, life's a good one. Mr. Mourinho, be happy. There we go. That was my letter. Big love Yours faithfully, Alex Mearns, The Football Hour. Be happy, Jose.
You've been listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.